In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ross, how do you tell the tape, to use a boxing term, the Eagles and the Lions? As we sit here, I mean, one of the things that to me stood out pretty crystal clear yesterday is it's coming into focus who the really good teams are, the really good teams. And I think they are, you know, the Chiefs, the Bills, the Lions, the Eagles. Maybe you make a case still for the Ravens. But that, to me, that's about it. I don't put the Steelers in there. I'm not saying the Eagles can't get clipped by a team like the Packers. I don't take it for granted. It was a close game when they faced each other week one. We saw Green Bay improve a lot last year around this time to January. Who knows who's going to be injured and not by the time January's playoff games happen. But Eagles and Lions right now, tell the tape, Ross, what do we got?
Well, so what's interesting there is they have two of the top three or four offensive lines in the NFL. So they match up very favorably there. You know, the combination of Gibbs and Montgomery at running back, it's probably close to what Saquon's done. I mean, those guys are very, very impressive. I think overall, Goff has played better than Hurts. You know, Goff's the number. I mean, he had like five games in a row where the Lions had more touchdowns than incompletions, Joe. Did you know that? There was like a stretch of four or five games. They had more touchdowns than Goff had incompletions.
Did not know that.
Jeez. Yep. The receivers.
Touchdowns. Touchdowns.
That's wild.
At a premium in this league.
Yeah, I would give the edge to the Eagles at receiver. Tight end might be a wash. Laporta's pretty good. I think where the Eagles have more talent is on the defensive side of the ball for a couple of different reasons. One is, you know, imagine if the Eagles, who is clearly the Eagles' best defensive player? Jalen Carter?
Quinyon. It's Jalen Carter.
Or Quinyon.
Okay. Or Quinyon.
All right, but okay, imagine.
Yeah, either.
Imagine the Eagles losing that guy.
Yep.
The Lions lost that guy, like, on steroids. I mean, like, Aiden Hutchinson is way more impactful.
Sure.
And Aiden Hutchinson was going to be the defensive player of the year. So for the Lions to lose him, that's a lot to overcome. Za'Darius Smith looked pretty good, I thought, yesterday. I think their D-line is about comparable to the Eagles, probably even without Hutchinson, which is concerning. Not quite to that level. Linebackers about the same. I actually disagree with the caller about the Lions' back end. Their safeties, Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch, are awesome. It's close, Joe. I think you can make an argument for either, which tells me it's about even, Steven.
Sure.
I like to say I think that the Eagles probably have the best roster 1-53 in the NFL. I think they do. I think if the Lions had Hutchinson, I'd probably give it to the Lions.
And there is talk he could be back by the end of the year. So
no, he's not coming.
Oh, they said no?
So here's a little thing.
Okay.
Teams always say that because they want to, like, hold out hope for the fan base.
Gotcha.
He's not. I've talked to multiple people. He's not coming back this year.
And Ross, one more thing, and then right back to the phones. What, because you've done a lot of games broadcasting and playing. What about their home field advantage? So they had nothing to cheer for 40 years. But when that place gets loud, if an Eagles-Lions NFC Championship game is there, what is that place like?
It's a great question, Joe, and I am the right person to ask because I was on the sideline for radio for their first playoff win in 30 years last year.
Yeah.
That Sunday nighter against the Rams, that was by far, well, I'll say it was one of the best pro football environments I've ever been a part of, but that was a different deal too. I mean, you're talking about grown men crying at the end of the game. I mean, I'm looking in the stands and there were literally grown. Can you imagine what it would be like around here if the Eagles hadn't won a playoff game in 33 years? 33 years.
Right.
I mean, there's guys in the stand that are 40 with their 10-year-old kid, and they've never they don't ever remember the Lions winning a playoff game. And I think because of that, you know what's interesting? The Lions never used to have that many fans at away games. That has totally changed. Everybody's totally on board. The point being, Joe, home field is significant.
Okay.
And it would really be nice if the Eagles could get the one seed as opposed to the two for a bunch of different reasons.
Well, 9-1 versus 8-2.
One wild fact there about the Lions. He's talking about how long it's been and all that.
Yeah.
After yesterday, for the first time in the history of the Lions, they are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. They have never been the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl ever.
That is
they've never even been to a Super Bowl.
No.
Yeah, I know, but they've never even been the favorite at any point in any season before until right now.
And we're up to, what, 59 or something?
Isn't that amazing?
That is wild. All right, let's get to Kevin in Germantown. An awful lot to react to. 215-592-9494. Plus, if you have an idea of what bugged me from Romo and Nance yesterday, one thing that probably happened 30 to 50 times, what's your guess? Let's get to Kevin in Germantown. Kevin, good morning.
Hey, who's that? Really in there?
I think I might know.
You think you got it?
Maybe.
All right, hello, Kevin. What do you got, pal?
Hey, is that Rhea in there?
She's in here somewhere. Yeah. Rhea, are you in here?
Last time I checked.
Seltzer, are you in here?
I'm here.
Hey, Kevin in Germantown, are you in here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
I kissed Rhea before in the cheek.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll just move on. We got
Thank
you. That's a weird start
to
the call.
Yeah, Kevin will probably not be calling the show again.
Let's get to Carl. He's calling from KFP, King of Prussia. Good morning, Carl.
Hey, guys. The one thing about Detroit which makes me laugh, Detroit will never overcome Wayne Fonts, so they'll never be successful. when we were like 13-point underdogs.
Well, it was about a 3-point underdog,
You know what I mean?
It was Lomas Brown, and it was quite a day, man. That was an amazing day at the vet.
Awesome day.
Yep.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But seriously, Detroit, we are slowly getting better each week. Detroit has already peaked, and I think they peaked at the wrong time, and they had nowhere to go but kind of backslide a little bit.
That happens. Listen, that does happen sometimes. It really does. Yep.
That's the Phillies.
Phillies. Yes, you're right.
That's
Phillies.
True. Yeah. And I think I know what ticked you off about that.
Right.
I used to do it with Favre all the time.
What is it?
It was Brett.
100% correct.
Drove me nuts.
So Nance and Romo, I'm glad you noticed it, Carl. Nance and Romo, who obviously personally know Josh Allen, called him Josh the whole game.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And like America knows him as Josh Allen. That's who he is. I know the guy's name is Josh, but America knows him as Josh Allen, and it was Josh this and Josh that and Josh drops back and Josh throws and Josh rolls. It was brutal.
What did you object to there that it felt a little too like...
They just called him Josh.
Familiar?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, like... this is my friend.
Yeah, this is my guy, Josh.
My boy.
I worry about
no one,
you.
No, but Rhea, none of them. No, I get it. But
they're in an elite like fraternity as NFL quarterbacks together.
But they got to speak to the audience who's consuming the game. The audience
knows the guy's name is Josh
Allen. Josh Allen.
So do you want him to say the full name every time, or you want
Allen?
Say the last
or
name?
Listen,
I
Matt
thought it was going to be the
Magic and LeBron. You can go Magic. You can go LeBron. Josh Allen is not Josh. Wine is Josh.
So did you want me to say Tungavailoa every time yesterday?
No, Tua is allowed because Tua is Tua. Tua.
Odd rules.
Josh Allen
Your
is not.
Don't
but Josh
seem
Allen.
Consistent, but, do they?
Thank
no,
you, John.
there are exceptions. Josh Allen's not an exception.
So who decides, Almighty Joe?
I do.
Like Tua is Tua,
right?
Yeah.
But Josh Allen's
Joe
Allen.
Patrick
this.
Mahomes is Mahomes.
Yeah,
right?
I would agree with that.
Okay, I'm just saying. I
so,
know.
So what they're saying is they think Josh Allen's Josh.
Yeah, but they're calling him. But what America doesn't call him, that's where they're out of step.
America calls him the full name Josh Allen.
Yes.
Okay, so we got to have. This is interesting for me as a broadcaster.
Yep.
You should write. Can you write this down? What America calls it's Mahomes. It's
so Tua,
and it's Josh Allen.
Correct. Yeah. These. Are the
by
rules.
The way, it's awkward. It would be awkward the entire time. To say Josh Allen. Can you imagine? I listen to you guys all the time. Can you imagine if the whole show, John said, that's a good point, Joe DiCamara.
Yeah, but it's where you typically go, Allen. But if you're going to go anything. All right, Carl, I need an answer from you here. What was underwhelming?
Every Super Bowl halftime show I've ever tuned into for the first 10
Ooh,
seconds.
Oh, I disagree.
The Bruno Mars one was great.
I disagree.
Prince was great.
A lot of them have been great.
Who else?
Tons of them have been great. I mean, how about Bono after September 11th? That was a great one. Seltzer, what do you got in there?
Yeah, Ian Rappaport just tweeting out sources. The Giants are benching quarterback Daniel Jones, officially moving on from their starter out of the bye week with the team 2-8.
Yeah.
Jones now heads to the bench in what the team has said is a football decision.
Yeah, so
is
that what's the underlying money decision,
Ross? He has a $23 million injury guarantee for next year. If he can't pass a physical in March, they're on the hook for the $23 million. He's gone. They're moving on from him. So there's no reason. The finance guy said to them, we're not going to the playoffs. Why are we taking the liability of $23 million? They kind of hinted at this last week that this was coming. I still, there is no way John Mara can bring that GM back, right? There's just no way.
I agree with you.
He said a couple weeks ago that those guys are safe. Those guys are back. I want to show patience. The moves he's made are bad enough, but the Hard Knocks was like the nail in the coffin. You can't be on TV. Even the way he moved on from Saquon, he was kind of smug about it. Like, he would smile at Mara and be like, we're fine. We're fine. I got this. No, dude, you're not fine in any way.
Well, I'll tell you the crazy thing. He's safer than Joe Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Joe Douglas is completely gone from the New York Jets.
Nobody's going to do that offseason Hard Knocks again. Or if they do, they're not going to show that much. You know how many times people have posted the John Mara saying, I would have a tough time sleeping at night if Saquon went to the Eagle.
I mean, I was just shocked that made it in the first place. Like,
totally.
Even without I can't believe they're airing this.
Well, you know what I thought was also disgraceful is that they aired a Saquon conversation.
Yeah, that too was shocking.
Isn't that illegal?
I mean, Ross, maybe they went
to
Saquon.
NFL contract stuff where it's like, they have to agree to stuff.
Maybe they went to Saquon and said, hey, we need you to sign a document. We're going to use this. And maybe Saquon did. I don't know.
No, but Saquon said he didn't know.
Oh, well, then that's disgraceful.
Unless he forgot. That really bothered me.
That bothered me a lot, too. It really did. All right. So we played some audio of Gruden earlier when he was talking about WIP in recent days. He also talked about someone specific that he coached from yesteryear.
Who would that be?
This was an interesting answer. Let's listen to Irving Fryer is going to be in here at 8:40 today. Irving's former offensive coordinator, John Gruden.
Coach, how much do you love John Ritchie?
Love him. I love that guy. You talk about a banana mother. Spider-2-Y banana. Somebody caught 30 of those. His face would be bleeding. He looked like Ric Flair. You like Richie?
Yeah, he was great.
I love that you like Richie. Like, he's like, oh, he's the best. You like him? He's great, right? That's like, awesome.
John, you get
that's hilarious.
You know, get love, man.
Well, this
Spider Mother effer over
again,
there. Right?
Oh, yeah, this
there
is, so, is yeah. exactly what we as players would be exposed to every day. It was a stand up routine that was sprinkled with some of the smartest football you'd ever heard.
The problem, John, he's got something really big to come back from that's racial. And that's I don't know. I don't know where that goes. He's trying to come back. We'll see. Anyway, but he still loves you, John. So I just wanted to. Well, if you had missed that, it's a good find by Joe Wechter.
That's really something.
Because Wechter found that audio. It's good work.
I know
by
he
Wechter.
Had to dig for that.
He
too.
Had to dig for that.
and he used to sit in meetings and be and say to the group, "How do you, Mark Allstadt? Yeah, how do you like him, Mark?" He would intentionally. Yeah, he would say the name wrong on purpose. He would like to undermine the opponent.
I got you.
He would intentionally like say their name a little off. How you like him? Let's watch what he's doing here. You know, like it was always fascinating. It was always funny. Everyone, no one's fallen asleep in a John Gruden meeting. Yeah. That's part of what made him an effective coach.
Well, all right, that's an interesting point. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.